call us on 021 446 0567.
If you've just joined us, welcome back to the Pippa Hudson Show. The time now is 24 minutes past one and you're listening to Bianca Reznikov standing in for Pippa for the week from 1 till 3. Selfitis is a real condition and appears to be officially classified now as a mental condition, according to a new study. The condition is defined as an obsessive compulsive desire to take photos of oneself and post them on social media as a way to make up for a lack of self-esteem and fill a gap in intimacy. Unquote. That was reading a quote there from researchers at Nottingham Trent University and the Thiagarajah School of Management in India began investigating the phenomenon after a hoax story appeared in the media in 2014 claiming selfitis had been classed as a genuine mental disorder by the American Psychiatric Association. They've now confirmed its existence and developed the selfitis behavior scale, which can be used to assess its severity. The scale was developed using a large number of focus groups with 200 participants, and the scale was tested via a survey of 400 participants. The participants were based in India because the country has the most users on Facebook, as well as the highest number of deaths as a result of trying to take selfies in dangerous locations. So if you find yourself leaning in a little too often for your close-up, or perhaps someone close to you is guilty of this, you should probably put the volume up on your radio now. Dr. Mark Griffiths, Distinguished Professor of Behavioural Addiction in Nottingham Trent University's Psychology Department, joins us on the line now from the UK. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Griffiths.
That's okay. Lovely to be here.
Tell us why you and your research colleague chose to tackle this topic.
Well, I'm not a stranger to doing research where things have started as a hoax. So, for instance, internet addiction, that started out as a hoax back in the mid-1990s, and I became the first academic to publish research on internet addiction, and now there are just, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of papers on internet addiction all over the world. In relation to this particular study, it was actually my colleague, Dr. Balakrishnan, who he lives in India and realized that within the Indian population, selfies are a very big part of particular young people's behavior. He also established that in terms of the number of deaths throughout the world from, if you like, obsessive selfie takers, I think it's something like 127 deaths, of which over half of those have actually been in India. So we decided to look at this condition. Obviously, can I just state right at the start, is that we have not said in our paper that selfitis is a mental disorder.
Okay.
As such at the moment. This is just the first paper. We've said there does seem to be a condition, if you like, of obsessive selfie taking. The word selfitis was coined by the hoax.
Right.
We have not changed that name. Okay, I mean, people have said, "What, you know, why have I called it selfitis?" We didn't call it selfitis. We, you know, this was the name that was used in the hoax. I would prefer to use the phrase obsessive selfie taking, because
okay,
Obviously what we've tried to do is create a scale that basically tells you whether, you know, if you're at the extreme end, whether you are an obsessive selfie taker or not. And of course, my specialism is in addiction. And again, we've not said that in the paper that we've just published looking at selfitis, I don't think we genuinely found anybody who I would say is addicted to taking selfies, because for somebody to do that, taking selfies would have to be the single most important thing in that person's life. They do it to neglect almost everything else. It compromises their life. However, we did find some people in this study who were very extreme selfie takers, and were obviously taking it. It isn't just about the act of taking selfies, because people who spend a lot of time involved in selfie behavior, they also buy tools to Photoshop their selfies, manipulate their images to put what they feel is the best images of themselves out on the internet and in social media, and are doing it right throughout the day. And of course, anybody that's taking hours or spending hours doing something is obviously taking away from other things. Now, again, that may not be negative. Some people have got 4 or 5 hours that they can do that, and it won't necessarily impact on their work or their schoolwork or university work, depending on what age they are, and it won't necessarily impact on relationships, particularly if they've not got a romantic partner, etc. So it's not necessarily about the time that somebody does, it's more about the impact it has on the rest of your life. So we are just saying, yes, this condition was described as it was a hoax story in 2014. We've come along and we wanted to, what we call empirically investigate it, actually use scientific techniques to do this. We think we've identified that the condition of selfitis exists. We're not saying it's a mental disorder at the moment. Of course, lots of other research needs to be done, particularly in other countries, because we've only done this in India. I mean, one of the reasons we did it in India, because they have one of the highest penetration uses of Facebook worldwide, and there has been more deaths as a result of obsessive selfie-taking in India than anywhere else in the world.
Any idea of how we can treat this disorder if we are guilty of taking too many selfies?
Well, we're not, right, for a start, I've just said we're not even sure this is disorder. If it's not a disorder, it may not be something that needs to be treated.
Okay.
If, however, let's say we take a hypothetical case of somebody who is addicted to taking selfies, then they would need to be treated in the way of any other kind of behavioural addiction, whether that be gambling addiction, video game addiction, internet addiction. What would normally happen, and I have to say I'm a researcher, not a practitioner, but in England, for instance, if somebody had what we call a behavioural addiction, something that doesn't involve the ingestion of a psychoactive substance, is that they would get a referral from their GP to a clinical psychologist who would usually use something like cognitive behavioural therapy to get to the root of what's triggering the behaviour, what's underlying the behaviour. Because if you sort out why people are doing the behaviour and sort out why it is they're spending, you know, so many hours doing this, then you're half the way to actually treating the problem in the first place. But I do want to stress, I personally have yet to come across anybody, even in our research, who is genuinely addicted to taking selfies. We are just putting down a marker saying, This is something we know, and I've got three screenagers myself. I've got three children, all who spend a disproportionate amount of their day involved in social media and other online activities, and they're all selfie takers.
Mm.
So we know, and obviously the study we did was amongst the kind of 18 to 23 year old age group, and you know, I have to say, you know, I'm in my 50s now. I've taken three selfies in my life, and it's actually all to show injuries that I've had. You know, I don't, I've never even seen my face in any of the selfies that I've taken. Obviously, selfie taking is something that's part of the younger generation. I'd say it's part of if you like, screenagers' day-to-day activities. And as I say, for the vast majority of people, this is going to be of no problem whatsoever. But we're just saying, if it does border on that the side where you're spending all your available leisure time just involved in selfies, manipulating them, putting them out on social media. Because, you know, the thing about this, I think actually the more important part of our study was looking at the kind of motivations that actually underpinned why people take selfies in the first place. And one of the things that we did find that was connected more with, if you like, the more obsessive end of it, is that people, they get a real buzz when people put, you know, give them a like for a selfie that they've posted. And some people also are quite competitive. You know, I put my selfie up and I got 43 likes and you only got 34 likes. Mm. And it was those types of motivations that were more associated with taking more, you know, more and spending more time engaged in selfie taking. But of course, we actually found six different factors that underlined this kind of selfitis behavior. And, you know, people were doing it to increase their own self-confidence. They were obviously doing it to seek attention in some way. Some people use it to improve their mood. And again, when you use a behavior to actually make yourself feel better, that is sometimes associated with kind of excessive and addictive behaviours. Also, some people said they do it just to connect with the environment around them. Obviously, if you've taken a selfie in a very glamorous location and you want to show off to your friends, again, that's a motivation which, you know, I think most people would do that. That's not connected with any kind of problematic behaviour. But also, people are also doing it, if you like, in a kind of peer pressure situation. They're doing it to conform with other people around them, as well as to be, as I say, this idea of being socially competitive, wanting to get more likes than your friends and your peers.
Yes.
So for us, I personally think the psychology of why people take selfies is just important of whether selfitis actually exists or not. And I hope that other people will try to replicate the findings that we found in other jurisdictions and in other countries around the world, because there could well be cultural differences. I have no idea in South Africa how big selfie taking is as a phenomenon out there. I would say it's quite widespread in the UK where we are now, particularly amongst the younger age, and it's certainly widespread in India where we did the study.